As Nissan's story illustrates, firms with good strategy but weak leadership can remain rudderless. We also know that firms with good leadership but weak strategy can lurch directionless. Neither a restructuring strategy nor a turnaround leader alone could have engineered Nissan's historic rebound. It required an individual who could both think and act strategically, a person with solid strategy and the capacity to lead its execution. Strategic leadership, the integrated application of both strategy and leadership, has become more important than ever before, and thus more vital for managers to master. This is due to five trends we see in the markets in which many firms now operate. 1. Companies are more globally interdependent and competitive, and shortcomings in either their strategy or their leadership are likely to have greater downsides than in a less connected world. 2. The contracting life cycles for products and the expanding change rates for markets have placed a greater premium on having a competitive strategy in place and an executive team that can execute it in a timely fashion. 3. Firms are increasingly contending with not just their direct competitors, but also disruptive innovators and changeable customers, and that too has placed a greater premium on more vigilant company leaders and a greater readiness to redirect their strategies. 4. New markets in developing economies and growing markets at the bottom of the pyramid in advanced economies are attracting fast-acting and frugal competitors, and the agile exercise of strategic leadership has become critical for reaching and prospering in those leaner and faster-moving markets. 5. Investors are placing greater pressure on company executives and directors to exercise active strategic leadership of their enterprise. All of these trends are intensifying, we believe, placing greater value on a manager's ability to integrate strategy with leadership. We have researched and observed many companies and managers and have found that strategic leadership has become more essential, whatever the particular challenges. Whether dealing with extraordinary times, as Carlos Ghosn confronted at Nissan, or just the ordinary situations that managers face every day. We define leading strategically as mastering the elements of strategy and leadership, both separately and as an integrated whole. It entails applying them together and continuously drawing on both as markets morph, disruptions occur, and openings arise. In framing strategy and leadership as a single unified discipline, we are seeking to see both components applied consistently and completely. Just one or the other will not suffice, as we witnessed at Nissan before its remake. Strategic leadership is an acquired ability that can be mastered by managers at all levels. To that end, we offer the Strategic Leaders Checklist. The Strategic Leaders Checklist. 1. Integrate strategy and leadership. Master the elements of strategy and leadership both separately and as an integrated whole. 2. Learn to lead strategically. Pursue directed learning, one-on-one coaching, and instructive experience to develop an integrated understanding of strategy and leadership. 3. Ensure strategic fit. Arrange a strong match between the strategic challenges of a managerial position and the individual with the leadership skills to fill it. 4. Convey strategic intent. Communicate strategic intent throughout the organization and empower others to implement the strategy. 5. Layer leadership. Ensure that leaders at every level are capable of appreciating strategic intent and implementing it, and hold them responsible for its execution. 6. Decide deliberatively. Focus on both short and long-term objectives. Press for disciplined analysis and avoid status quo bias, and bring the future into the present. Each element of this list is vital in our view. Mastery of one or two elements will not accomplish much, but taken together, these six items form a firm platform for developing and applying strategic leadership. Becoming a more strategic leader is a tall order, and we believe that concentrating on one's personal development in each of these areas will offer a practical way forward.